We've just heard about the effects of black migration on a suburb over the last 40 years. To find out what happened to the cities left behind, we're joined by William Julius Wilson, professor of sociology and social policy at Harvard University. He's on the phone from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Thanks for joining us, Professor.
My pleasure.
So what did happen to cities like Washington after the migration of blacks out into the suburbs?
Well, with the departure of these higher-income families from these inner-city neighborhoods, many poor blacks were left behind in neighborhoods with high concentrations of poverty and deteriorated physical conditions. These neighborhoods offer few jobs, typically lack basic services and amenities such as good schools and grocery stores and retail establishments and banks and parks and quality transit. You're talking about jobless neighborhoods and neighborhoods that do not have people working are significantly different from neighborhoods in which poor people are working. Neighborhoods with poor people working are more stable neighborhoods. Neighborhoods with poor people jobless tend to be more dangerous neighborhoods because joblessness leads to other problems such as drug trafficking and crime.
Was this a nationwide trend?
It's occurred mostly in the Northeast and Midwest cities. You will find that the concentration of poverty is greatest in these cities, and one of the reasons is because of the out-migration of these higher-income groups. Whites first, then blacks, and unfortunately, their ranks were not replenished. Poor black neighborhoods in many of these Northeast and Midwest cities have changed from densely packed areas of recently arrived migrants to communities gradually abandoned by the working and middle classes.
Do we still see the effects of this today as we look around?
Oh, yes, most certainly. You don't have as many families moving out of these neighborhoods because most of the movement occurred during the 1970s. But these are areas that are very depopulated. Kids who are growing up in neighborhoods with abandoned buildings and vacant lots are often exposed to problems that they would not face in more stable environments.
So, Professor, you're saying this trend is basically over because those areas are essentially depopulated as much as they
can be. What I'm saying is I think that the process leading to this transformation is just about ended. Now, some of these neighborhoods are undergoing a new shift, and that is the neighborhoods located in areas that are considered relatively attractive are experiencing gentrification. But this is occurring only in a select few cities.
How does race figure into that, or does it?
It figures in the sense that the gentrification is leading to a demographic change of the neighborhood, as you're not only getting more higher income groups moving in, but you're getting more whites moving into formerly all black neighborhoods.
So what happens now to those neighborhoods that are left with the abandoned buildings and vacant lots?
Well, I think unless something is done, the life chances of families in these neighborhoods and especially the children are especially bleak.
William Julius Wilson is an esteemed university professor at Harvard and co-author of the new book, There Goes the Neighborhood, Racial, Ethnic, and Class Tensions in Four Chicago Neighborhoods and Their Meaning for America. Professor Wilson, thanks very much.
Thank you.